Last week we had the running ABC. Please tell me, have you experienced it yet? Have you done it yet? Or were you just listening to the show and you didn't know? Of course, you tried it. And was it great? Can you relate now? How to trigger your resources? Today it's the next step. Today let's look at working hard.
Welcome to Hypno Running, yes, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Put in effort with quality that shows and proves to you what really is possible versus what you think might be possible. So you're getting out of the thought world and you're getting into the real world of doing it. Because hard work gives you the chance to surprise yourself with new capabilities. And if you haven't felt that surprise, it's so great you joined us on today's show. Because once you have felt that, I guarantee you, you're going to be striving for more of that feeling, you know. Training throughout the cold winter months, adhering to a training plan, even though it's conflicting with other timetables, with travel schedule, with work schedule, with social life, with family life, finding reasons to go out and to do the session rather than the excuse to stay at home. And it has a side effect, working hard. It'll help you to keep that attitude as you progress, leading to the desire, that drive to seek even more improvement. Just for a second, imagine looking back at your running history and you see the difficult choices you have taken in the past, the difficult training sessions, the difficult runs, the hard run events you took part in. You went out even though it was late at night. Everyone else thought you were nuts. You went to the track even though it just started to rain. You did your long run even though it would have been a perfect day just to stay indoors. By the way, I had a day like that yesterday. I wanted to go out for a run, just a 16, 17 kilometer run. And the way I do it is I ask my daughter to drop me at another town and I'll run back from there. And as we're driving in silence, she just says to me, "Dad, it's starting to snow." As though I didn't figure that. As though I couldn't see the wipers blowing away the small snowflakes. Do you really think I felt like going? How big was the urge to say, let's just turn around, let's just head back? No, I did the run. I completed the run. And I'm not portraying myself here as a hero. There's no Instagram photo of me running with my eyelids covered in ice. No, nothing like that. It wasn't dramatic at all. I just want to say, for me, in my world, this is a training session I'll be proud of. I still feel it today in my legs, by the way. Now, what have I done? What have you done? You have created a history that makes it difficult to settle for less. Wow, that's some deep stuff right there. It means to simply run the same route or participate the same race suddenly doesn't seem to be exciting anymore. Next thing, you're starting to Google for race events you've never even heard of before, involving distances that you didn't envision you would be looking at, less even participating in. Hard run sessions, hard hill repeats are suddenly a pleasure to do. Well, not a pleasure to do, but you're looking forward to getting them done. You're looking at your run diary and you realize you haven't skipped a session in months. Wow, you chose the more challenging route, the more difficult half marathon. All those moments consolidated into a strong base that means more than any medal you might have gotten. Why is that? We need to research that answer. It is that funny, delicious feeling of, drumroll, confidence, that mixture of hidden pride that you get through hard work and persistence. So you valued your efforts to try and to do hard things more than the opinion of others, or at the risk of failing, people laughing at you, you know, having a DNF behind your name. Ooh, people will talk about that. Let them talk. You didn't cheat. You didn't shy away from the hardship. You took that challenge. Hardworking running is very scarce. And scarcity is something valuable. It is so precious. It sets you apart from others. Hard work means, even if you're not holding the pace during a session where you're struggling, you still finish it. Hard work means not shortening the sessions because, anyway, who's going to know? I mean, it's just me. No, it means finishing it. Hard work means showing up even if the weather is absolutely not the way you like it. There are subtle differences, of course. Most middle-of-the-pack runners will not care too much about this. But for you, the runner with a mindset of gratefulness, I'm grateful I can run, I'm not on crutches, I'm not seriously fighting overweight. I'm grateful I know my time I can run will be over before I know it. Let me see what I'm capable of. It's those of you that choose hard work. And this should give you something to think about on your next run. Am I really working hard at this? And if you're now wondering, well, no, I'm not. How will I do this? How do I work harder? Simple. Small habits. Once you've done your warm-up, then you're simply going to run the first kilometer faster than usual. That's it. And already, you'll have advantage. You're going to improve your technique, increase the pace ever so often. And for this, your body's going to need more energy. So next thing, you're going to start analyzing what you're actually eating. Have you drunk enough water? You're going to maybe incorporate strength training, doing more and more core exercise. It's a long list and not always very inspirational. But did you hear me mention any equipment, anything you need to buy, anything you need a credit card for? No, because in these small habits, you build strength and determination to take bigger, challenging habits. Now, the whole power of self-discipine, it's going to awaken inside of you. That strive for better, faster, stronger, and longer, it'll become contagious. You know, how do you think some runners manage to train twice a day? Maybe now it's really like, what, training twice a day? Are you crazy? Well, what a surprise if you do a quick 5K in the morning because it's just a beautiful morning. You're just so inspired. You just want to run up and see the sun come up just to wake up those legs and shake up your brain a bit. And then at the end of the day, you go and you do a fartlek session. Wow, where did that come from? Well, that comes from believing in yourself. From not being dazed and blinded by excuses and by reason and distractions you couldn't because. And you know, these small habits and ideas to just work hard, they don't cost energy. They don't even take a lot of focus. Start with what you have and what you can manage right now. And you don't need equipment. You don't need the new compression shirt. You don't need the new water bottle. You don't need the new shoes. You don't need nothing like that. I want to share with you a story that I read a couple of years back about a guy called Gustav Håkonsson. And he had signed up for an endurance race, traversing the entire Sweden. And he had his submission rejected because of his age. It was determined that he was 66 years old, that he doesn't have, listen to this, the strength nor the stamina to compete with the 50 other racers half his age. Anyway, this rider, Gustav, he already rode 600 miles just to get to the starting line. And he was there on race day, and he had a bicycle. And you can Google this, Gustav Håkonsson. I'll put it in the show notes. And see the bicycle that he has. It's got mud guards, a headlamp, and that headlamp is actually key to the whole story. And he had panniers and all of that. Now, due to the volume of races, Gustav, he crossed the starting line about 20 seconds after the race had started. And he had a homemade bib, number zero. And he was indeed expected to be treated as a participant. But this guy, he had a flowing beard. Now, 5 days, 5 hours, 1,000 miles later, spectators waiting to cover the winner in eternal glory. They see a figure rounding the last corner. And they're cheering and they're going wild and they're thinking, this guy must be so exhausted after this long ride through Sweden. And they're expecting to embrace a young, slender man bending over the handlebars. And actually, they were perplexed because they see a frail old gentleman wobbling over the line on a rusty old bike with a flat tire. But one day ahead of the next rider. And this is a true story. You couldn't make this up. Now, the truth is, Håkonsson, he wasn't an official competitor. So he neglected one rule which others were forced to follow. Very simple. Gustav, he didn't sleep. as part of the race regulations, all the competitors were expected to meet and stop at a certain checkpoint, sort of like the Tour de France, recharge, and then the next day they got going again. But Gustav, he took an hour to rest, and then he set off again in the middle of the night. And the time allowed him to make up the 10 miles he was behind, and he put in another 300 miles, a 20-mile gap between him and the rest of the pack. Gustav, he was winning, and it became public. And there was less interest in the race itself. And people were more fascinated as to what's going to happen with Gustav. During the 3 days, he had only slept 5 hours. And he was leading the field by 120 miles. Even police tried to persuade him to stop for a medical exam. And he just laughed at them and he just pedaled on. And he's known as Steel Grandpa in the villages where he came through. And he only had one flat tire. And he basically crossed the line at 2:15 on July the 7th, 1951. He became very famous. He met the King of Sweden, and he got a lot of respect for this. And the Steel Grandpa, as he is called in Sweden, he continued to ride his bicycle until his death in 87 at the age of 102. What is the moral of this story? Did he have the best equipment? No. But what did he have? He had put in the hard work. He persevered. He was tenacious and just did what he thought he could do with what he had. He knew his body. He knew he wasn't tired. He knew he didn't need to sleep more. And the people trying to convince him, well, they simply tried to hold a set of standards that were not applicable to him. Rather than talking about best running shoes and the compression shirt, both things which are good, but they're not really going to help you get going. Otherwise, why wouldn't I be doing podcasts and videos about running shoes and the new Nike and the new Hockers and the new Adidas? Because they're not so important. It doesn't help you if you're not reaching your set pace or distance or run time. What will help you are your inner resources, your knowledge, your experience, your abilities, your talents, your habits, your past successes, the races completed, races you didn't complete, challenges you've conquered, key moments you might have had, really special moments, your personal convictions, your values. And now the challenging bit, how to use all of that in a race. Well, if you like this sort of content, hey, you realize I really would want to learn more, I do recommend you take a look at Make Every Step Count. By the way, if you enter on Amazon, you're going to go to Amazon anyway. You enter my name, Heiko Stribel, HEIKOSTRIBL. Enter my name because otherwise you're going to find another book that's called Make Every Step Count. And go for this book. Why? It is written in such a way that you can easily absorb the information. It's useful techniques made for runners, written by a runner, 35 years of run experience. Or perhaps if you enjoy the topic of the podcast and you're not yet ready for an online course, check out Brain Training for Runners. It's even a smaller book. Otherwise, you're going to get the 680-page deep dive book, which is not by me, the book I wrote. It's a very quick and easy read that'll give you tools you can use straight away to start improving your mental ability towards running. I want to quote a verse here from Galatians. It's a book from the Bible. And let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. There you go. Gustafsson didn't give up. He relied on hard work. That's what I want to inspire you today. If you've still got your run ahead of you, work hard at your running. If you're going to do a warm-up exercise, work hard at it. If you're going to do strength exercises, work hard at them. If you're going to do fartlek training, work hard at it. If you're going to do hill training, hill repeats, work hard at it. You get the message. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. If you enjoyed the episode, share the show with someone who you think needs to hear it. Give it a like. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.